Don't give up on your hope and faith. We will get there. We will get there together. We're going to continue our discussion from the last hour. If you missed any of that, it has been a bit of a bomb-dropping barn burner. I have shared copious amounts of audio of the president and Charlie Kirk saying things that I think most Americans, if they're being honest about, would find to be hate speech, would say, yeah, that sounds really hateful to me. And if it was directed at me or my family or a group that I belong to, I would not be okay with it. And I want to now deal with this tension point that Republicans now seem to be totally cool with censorship. And censorship by proxy, because that is what happened in the instance of Jimmy Kimmel. And it is important to remember what Charlie Kirk and others have said about free speech. Charlie Kirk used to say, this is from May of 24, hate speech does not exist legally in America. All speech is protected by the First Amendment. Keep America free. Now, to be clear, the First Amendment prohibits the government from censoring people. I can be fired for saying something that my boss doesn't like. I can't complain about that. In the private sector, it's different. But what happened with Jimmy Kimmel, what happened with Colbert, is that via pressure being applied through government regulatory agencies that have the power to approve billions and billions and billions of dollars in mergers, and in the case of the merger being considered amongst the ABC affiliates, that is Nexstar and Tegna, for that merger to be consummated, Brendan Carr, the head of the FCC, has to provide a waiver to a longstanding rule that the FCC has had to avoid monopoly control of everything that we see and hear on the airwaves, which states that one company cannot own more than 39% of broadcast television stations. So those ABC affiliates were experiencing pressure from FCC Chairman Carr. He went on a podcast, said, you know, these ABC affiliates should really think about pulling and preempting Jimmy Kimmel. And within 2 hours, Nexstar said they would do so, Tegna said they would do so, and then Sinclair Media said they would do so. Why? Because they want their mergers approved. That is government censorship by proxy. And that is incredibly dangerous. Now, again, let's remember the right has always been, you're cancel culture. Blah, blah. By the way, that was all garbage too. It was consequence culture because, again, private businesses, private universities, they can dictate what people can and cannot say. It is the government that cannot censor. So what used to be a problem for the right was a misguided identification of a problem. But now they seem perfectly comfortable using all of the powers of the federal government to squelch and silence speech from those who disagree with them. That is the problem. That's what we're talking about. Now, the first hour was all about pointing out the fact that what has been said by elite leaders with broad reach in the MAGA movement is much more violent and biased and bigoted than many of the things that we've ever heard from any Democratic leader elected or that has a massive platform. They're just not comparable. We've got to have our feet placed firmly on terra firma, deal with reality, to be able to address what's happening when we look at our First Amendment rights. With me for this next hour is former U.S. Attorney James Santel and each and every one of you. We're going to dig into the new openness to government censorship by the Trump administration. Gee whiz, who knew? All of these free speech absolutists like Charlie Kirk and Brendan Carr 2 years ago are now all about it. Let's take a breath before I bring Jim back on. We'll take care of some calls. Joe from Madison, you've been very patient. Thank you.
Hey, Joe.
I'm so glad that you are tackling this subject. It is really important to try to get a sense of what is hate speech. And I think the clips that you played for us from that Seneca group are really important. And keep them on the back burner because this will come up again for sure. One thing that I read about.
Hey, Joe, before you can continue, if you are on speakerphone, can you please talk directly into your phone? We're having a little bit of trouble hearing you. Go ahead, ma'am.
Sure, sure. The hate speech typically involves expressions that demean, humiliate, or incite hatred against a group based or an individual based on race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, or disability, what are inherent in a person. This really sticks with me, given what Charlie Kirk had to say about black pilots, because I had an uncle who's since passed on, who was a bombardier pilot in World War II. 50 missions he had, and boy, it took a toll on him. I remember this man, very conservative man, looking at me at one point. He lived in Madison, and he said to me, the question of the Tuskegee Airmen came up, and he looked at me very earnestly, and out of the blue, he said, "Those guys saved my ass."
Thanks so much, Joe. Again, we're having a little bit of problem hearing you, but she was pointing out that the Tuskegee Airmen saved many, many men in what were basically fearless missions. The idea that you would assume that someone is not qualified because of their race is just as abhorrent as assuming that someone is qualified because of their race. In other words, no one, by virtue of their race, is entitled to any job or position of power. But that seems to be the thesis coming from the MAGA right. Let's take a couple more calls. Charles from Milwaukee, say hello to Jim. What you got for us?
Hey, Charles.
Hello, good afternoon, Maggie and Jim. Wow. So I had heard a few clips of Charlie Kirk after he was killed. I listened to you guys, and I listened to MSNBC, and I've never just heard them. I never heard anybody on the civic media or MSNBC just talk about this Charlie Kirk and the way that the right wants to portray it. But wow, all of the things that you guys played, I don't know how any of them can fix their mouth and say this guy was a Christian. How they would fix their mouth to say, well, that's not what he really meant to say. He's not a racist. If you are not born into a black body, you should never fix your mouth to say what racism is or isn't, because you've never experienced it. Because black people have never been in charge, and we've never oppressed anyone. But to hear this guy, what he said about black people, I know he said things about other people, but as a black man and having black grandkids and black kids, to hear this guy say, well, these women only got their position because they were black and they took a white person's job.
I'm concerned that the pilots of the plane are black. Oh, right? Right, Charles? And
Charles
the other
is observing piece, reality, right? Like, this is what was said.
Right. And it's the consistency of it also, Charles, right? This is not just, you would not in any way forgive it, condone it if it was one instance, but it is consistent and it establishes a record.
Yeah, if you had any doubt about it, David Duke, former Grand Wizard of the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, said this following Charlie Kirk's assassination. He spoke very eloquently against so-called equal rights. It's kind of funny how the talking points of the mainstream right people in this country, Republicans, have been articulated first on a massive level by me, David Duke, former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. He said this as well. I saw Charlie Kirk very accurately, articulately pointing to my issues. I would like to think in some ways that Charlie Kirk, in a sense, ideologically, was a child of mine. From David Duke, former Grand Wizard of the KKK. This is what we're talking about.
Identified once again as mainstream thought, mainstream principles of conservative politics, conservative government in America.
And identified by Speaker Mike Johnson, Scott Jennings, commentator after commentator, the entirety of Fox News and OAN and Newsmax and every conservative outlet. But by lionizing someone who spoke like this, does anyone have any concern what message you may be sending to your daughters, to black folks, to Charles, to me, to anybody who might be LGBTQ. The message of that speech is that you are subhuman. In Donald Trump's language, vermin. We are the enemy because we are different. And to make no bones about it, no mistake about it, let's take a listen to Stephen Miller in the wake of Charlie Kirk's killing, talking about Democrats, talking about liberals, by extension, talking about all of those groups that Charlie Kirk attacked nearly every day on his podcast that had millions of people listening to it. Jacob, this is going to be cut 18.
That party does not fight for, care about, or represent American citizens. It is an entity devoted exclusively to the defense of hardened criminals, gangbangers, and illegal alien killers and terrorists. The Democrat Party is not a political party. It is a domestic extremist organization.
That's a lie. And Stephen Miller knows it's a lie. I've said on this program many, many, many times. Someone commits heinous crimes, they should be locked up. And if they're here illegally, they should be deported. Full stop. Democrats, liberals, progressive, black folks, the LGBTQIA community, women, immigrants, we all want the same thing. We're all humans. Here's more from Charlie Kirk. Take a listen here. Stephen Miller, cut 19. Thank you, Jacob.
What do you think they're trying to do? They are trying to inspire someone to murder them. That is their objective. That is their intent. And when you see online, Sean, as we've seen for the last few days, tape after tape after tape of federal workers, bureaucrats, staffers in the Pentagon, educators, professors, healthcare workers, nurses, celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk? These are radicalized people. There is a domestic terrorism movement in this country. And let me tell you something, I'd not share with anybody, but the last message that Charlie Kirk gave to me before he joined his creator in heaven was he said that we have to dismantle and take on the radical left organizations in this country that are fomenting violence. That was the last message that he sent me before that assassin stole him from all of us. And we are going to do that under President Trump's leadership. I don't care how, it could be a RICO charge, a conspiracy charge, conspiracy against the United States, insurrection, but we are going to do what it takes to dismantle the organizations and the entities that are fomenting riots, that are doxing, that are trying to inspire terrorism, and that are committing acts of wanton violence. It has to stop.
He goes on and on. I don't care how. We're going to silence our opposition, is what Stephen Miller, senior advisor to the president of these United States, said on national news. But Jimmy Kimmel's the problem. We're going to continue this discussion. I've got former U.S. attorney.